Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things healing crystals. In today's show, we're doing something kind of different. I know I feel like I say that a lot, but in today's show, I'm doing an interview with the amazing Kimberly Snyder of Soul Luna. If you don't know Kimberly, you are in for a treat. She is, I think, one of the really forward-thinking leaders in the field of nutrition, health, and wellness. She's co-authored a book with the amazing Deepak Chopra, and she's just someone that I have really formed just a great bond with over the past few months. Although she's a nutrition expert, she's really interested in so many things from meditation to yoga and just really about bringing together mind, body, and spirit. So I'm really excited to share this interview with Kimberly today. We're going to talk a little bit about what it means to be perfectly imperfect. And we're going to talk a little bit about Kimberly's personal story when it comes to how to reconcile the fact that we are these perfectly imperfect spiritual beings. And it's something that I think we can all really take to heart. Kimberly has bravely shared so many of her lessons and things that she's learned on her own journey in her new book. And so I can't wait to share that interview with you. But before we get started today, I'd like to answer one of our listener questions for our new Ask Me Anything segment. So if you'd like to submit your own questions, you can do so anytime at loveandlightschool.com/ask for the chance to have your question answered right here on the podcast or maybe even over on Facebook Live. So today's question came from Terry Z, and Terry wanted to know a little bit of a behind-the-scenes question about our school and our team. Terry says, I just want to know, where is everyone located in the world we live in? They're not all located in Wisconsin, are they? Even though that's a pretty central spot in the USA. Terry, this is a great question. Actually, our team works remotely, which is really kind of an interesting thing. So we have just a few people on our team. We're a pretty small team here, but we like it that way. We like just being a really small business. So Lucy and Charlotte live in New Zealand, near Christchurch area, and Lucy is the head of our digital marketing team, and her sister, Charlotte, actually handles a little bit of digital marketing, a little bit of customer service. You've probably seen her if you're one of our students active in our student Facebook group, and otherwise, if you've just contacted us by email for some customer support, something like that, chances are you may have spoken with Charlotte. Then we also have Lauren, who's kind of in charge of our community management. She's also our project manager. She's the person that makes sure everything gets done on time and done well. I couldn't hold it together without her. And Lauren is actually located in Tennessee. And then myself, I am located in Madison, Wisconsin. And then we have just a couple contractors that we work with that help us with things like website development. We have one website guy that's in South Carolina and one that's in Australia. And then we also have a graphic design expert and branding expert who just moved to North Carolina from Wisconsin. And then we also have a photographer and videographer who helps out freelance sometimes, who also lives here in Wisconsin. So we are mostly a remote team, pretty much spread out all over the world. So when you're speaking with us here at the school, sometimes it's early in the morning and maybe that's myself or Lauren helping out. Sometimes it's late at night. Maybe that's one of our team members in New Zealand. But yeah, we try and just make do with technology. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing that we can work with people from all points on the globe. And we started doing something really fun last year where my team actually gets together in person a couple times a year for a team retreat. And we go on a big trip together. It's our chance just to kind of touch base. And I have to say, I just feel so grateful for the people that I work with. They're not just coworkers, they are my friends. I consider them family. I mean, I've just formed such amazingly close and personal relationships with everyone that I work with. And I feel so blessed to work with such amazing people in my business. So thanks for asking that question. Yeah, we're definitely a remote team, kind of spread out all over the world, but it doesn't stop us from getting together a few times a year to kick back and take a little bit of a break, enjoy each other's company, and let that downtime kind of bring some great creative new ideas to the forefront of what we do in the business. So thanks for that question, Terry Z. I really appreciate it. If you'd like to have your own question answered about crystals, spirituality, heart-centered business, or about myself or my team, let me know over at loveandlightschool.com/ask. Well, now it is time for us to dive into our main topic for the day, becoming perfectly imperfect spiritual beings, our interview with Kimberly Snyder. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our interview, and I'll be back with you in just a little bit. Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing the amazing Kimberly Snyder. Now, Kimberly, if you haven't heard of her, you might be living under a rock. She's amazing. She's the founder of Soul Luna and the Feel Good Movement, and the multi-time New York Times bestselling author of the Beauty Detox book series and Radical Beauty, co-written with Deepak Chopra. And she's also a nutritionist, a renowned speaker, meditation teacher, certified yoga instructor, and holistic wellness expert. Basically, the long and short of it is Kimberly does it all. So Kimberly, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, Ashley, thank you so much for having me. I am so thrilled to be here today.
Now, I am really excited to be chatting with you because you have a new book out, and it's called Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life. And last time you and I were chatting, you told me a little bit about why this project was so important to you and kind of how this came to be. And I was wondering if you'd share a little bit about that journey with everyone.
Yeah. So this book actually feels very, very different than my other books. I went through a lot personally around the writing of this book. Last year, my mom ended up passing away really suddenly within 6 weeks. And it was she passed within a few days of my son turning one. So it was one of those moments in our lives, I think, where we just have what I can only describe as an awakening. I felt like almost like Durga's sword cut right to my heart, and it cut through all these layers. And I felt this really deep clarity, and I was looking at things in a different way. And one of the things I really saw was, you know, I have worked in wellness now for over 10 years, and I just see, Ashley, like so much, still so much suffering, so much perfectionism with Instagram as well, comparing this deep feeling all around of not enoughness, feeling like we're still not enough, we're not doing enough, we're not skinny enough, we don't know enough, we haven't gotten enough done by a certain age or whatever it is. And so this book really came out of that heat, like I was healing myself and I was writing this book in that period where it's written with the intention, with the mission of helping women and everyone really feel better, feel good, feel connected to ourselves, find more peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. When I say feel good and our feel good movement, it doesn't mean, oh, we're up and elated and happy all the time. It means we're connected to our deep, to ourselves, to our guidance, to that inner wisdom. And through the ups and downs of life, we go through so many cycles. And Soluna, the name of my brand, means the sun and the moon. So it's, you know, in these dark periods, seeds are planted, new beginnings come out of the darkness. So we certainly don't want to shy away from the darkness, but we can feel connected to ourselves more and more. And again, find peace. It's not like, oh, we have to be happy once we lose 10 pounds or once we get that new job or we get the boyfriend or the wife or whatever it is. We can actually find it now. And the other thing, Ashley, I'll say is the title Perfectly Imperfect comes from me being a recovering perfectionist and having eating disorders. I was bulimorexic. I think that's why I was drawn to becoming a nutritionist in the first place, was healing myself. I think we teach what we need to heal in ourselves, what we want to learn. So we're both. And I talk about this in the book, the perspective of and. We're perfect and we're imperfect. The perfection comes from our value, really comes from us just simply existing and being alive. We have these unique souls and we need to do nothing to gain that value. And once we connect with that, and there's tools and strategies and even recipes and foods that help drop us into that space that are in this new book, Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life. But then there's also, then we can look at the imperfections. We can say, oh, you know what? I have 10 zits on my face today. All right, my skin's not perfect. Or yes, I want to lose a couple pounds. Or okay, I'm going to get my act together and, you know, execute this business plan or whatever it is. We're not, you know, this, all the outside stuff is imperfect, but we don't take it so seriously. It's not so dire. It's not our self-esteem on the line when we have that connection to the perfection through whatever we're going through externally. So we're both, we're perfect and we're imperfect. And I think it's really important. That's a really important message for us to understand. Otherwise, we will continue to suffer, continue to feel like we can't really be happy and peaceful until we have XYZ. The list keeps going on, and it's exhausting and it's never ending.
And, you know, I just have to thank you for sharing that and getting so kind of deeply personal with us about it, because here's the thing, like, I'm sure so many people out there listening right now are thinking, oh my gosh, Kimberly, even you feel like that sometimes, because, you know, we do have this tendency, especially modern day, where so many of us are so vulnerable and sharing so much on social media and things like that, to compare ourselves to others, especially to, you know, bigger influencers, which of course you are. And so to know that even at times, like, you are a human being, you know, you have these ups and downs, you have these things, is, I think, in a way comforting for people who do get caught up and that idea of comparison. Yeah. And I have to tell you, like, one thing I'm so ecstatic about with this book is most of the time when you're dealing with a book that's recipes or nutrition or something about nourishing the physical body, you don't have that also deeply spiritual aspect to it. And you've found a way to bring these two together in perfect harmony. So it's not just about the physical, it's about the spiritual, and it's about accepting that these two really go hand in hand. So I was wondering if you'd be able to talk a little bit about like that. Like, how does that exactly kind of fit into this? And why is spirituality so much a part of what you do? Because I know you're a deeply spiritual person.
Yes. So I feel, you know, as the journey continues, we celebrate this idea of holism and then the wholeness that we are. And so it's not, oh, here's the box where wellness is. It's just how I exercise and how I eat. And here's how I meditate and de-stress. And here's, you know, how I balance my emotions. It's actually one continuous loop. And there's an, you know, quantum physics, where does the wave begin? Where does it end? Right? There's no duality. There's no actual separation. So there's amazing research in this book around specifically bloating and inflammation. And as someone that has suffered a lot of, you know, myself personally, just a lot of digestive issues, I've had a lot of bloating in my life. There's amazing research connecting how our thoughts and our emotions have a play on our digestion and our bloating. So think about this, Ashley. Imagine you take the right probiotics, you give up dairy, you do all these things, you give up gluten, and you're like, wait, I'm still bloated all the time. So we hear about the gut-brain axis, about really nourishing our microbiome affects our neurotransmitters, it affects our moods. But guess what? It goes the other way too. When we are not letting go of, let's say, anger, resentment, limiting beliefs, we're not letting go of thoughts. They're not being processed through. It's like we're bloated in our mind. That actually impacts the bloating in our belly. So for the, you know, uncovering all this research, same thing with inflammation. We think of it as a function of eating refined sugars or, you know, rancid fats or whatever, vegetable oils that are cooked. All these things can create inflammation in the body. But guess what? Anger and victim mentality and really feeling all this angst in our mind creates acidity. It creates inflammation in the body. So when we can actually wrap our head and understand this, it is so empowering, because it means, wow, I can actually, you know, work. There's all these other things I can do. I can work on meditating. I can work on mindfulness. I can work on grounding, being outside. And that is part of everything else. And it's so empowering. It's so wonderful. It means that we can really get to wellness in a much deeper way, a much more peaceful way, not just from how it looks on the surface or what we weigh on the scale, all these finite numbers, but actually going into how we feel, which is very different than overthinking. And, you
know, and I think this powerful. Is something a lot of us can relate to for sure. I mean, I think about like the days where I am really taking care of myself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I feel physically better. And when you have longer periods of that, your body really reacts and responds to that. When I'm really good about my meditation practice, yes. I feel better. I make better choices in terms of what I'm eating, how I'm taking care of my body. That it's like a big cycle. Like you said, this doesn't just go kind of one way. It's all interrelated.
It is interrelated. And I have found that people that have a deeply, a spiritual practice, which so much of it is rooted in surrendering to the divine, the universe, you know, the whatever word we want to use, the consciousness, God. And when we have that, I feel like we let go of control, like trying to control everything, which creates so much rigidity, and it lets our bodies let go. So we let go of acids. We tend to let go of excess weight. We tend to let go of heaviness. Our skin looks better. I've seen this time and time again, Ashley. We actually look younger because we don't have that heaviness. And there are foods that are supportive. So for instance, in this book, like you were saying, linking the two, when we're talking about body shame, perfectionism, like beating our bodies up, these are overthinking issues. And we want to drop into the body. We want to feel our body. We want to get into our body for maybe the first time. And so ginger, very simple food, but it warms the body. It increases circulation and metabolism. We can just make some ginger tea or throw it in the soup. And that can help break the circular mind pattern by feeling our body, feeling that expansion, combining that with some deep breathing and taking a pause, shifting our mood in a different way. There's all these tools that we can actually utilize. We can look at food in a much more holistic way. We can look at our lifestyle, supporting other parts of it, and we can really just feel better across the board. And again, Ashley, I'll say it again, when we feel better, when we're connected to ourselves, we tend to look better too, which is sort of the ironic part of this. It doesn't have to be so hard and arduous. We can actually feel a lot more easeful and we get better results.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Let me ask you this, Kimberly. This is, you know, it is all about this perfectly imperfect life. And so What would you say is the biggest thing that you want people to know when working with this book? What is it that you want to be like the ultimate takeaway for them? Because I know that, you know, you've had a big influence on a lot of really big names, you know, Reese Witherspoon, Drew Barrymore, Ben Stiller, Fergie. You've had so many people who have learned a lot about nutrition from the really approachable way that you present things. So if just for like us everyday folks out here, what would be the really big takeaway you want all of us to get from sure. this piece of work? Because it's really different than your other books.
Yes. And I will say that every client I've ever worked with, and, you know, some of my, the newer clients now, the, you know, Jessica Alba and the Margot Robbies and all the people that are really in the spotlight, it has never just been nutrition. It has always been this approach, which is really cool to bring that out into the public space, where it is the philosophy, it is the perspective shifting mentality, right? So it's sitting with them, talking with them, doing, you know, Reiki and healing and yoga and meditation. It's always been everything with my clients. It's never, ever just been food. So I will say the one thing I think the biggest piece here of the book, and this is why this book is so different, because I found it within myself for the first time in writing this book, is our true value. When you connect to that value inside of ourselves, like who we really are, why we have value. So if you take away the layers, oh, I have value because I'm a mom and I have a career, or I do this and I run around. No. You take all that out. Your value is simply because of who you are. Because you live, because of your soul, because you are alive, because you exist. And there's this page 73 in the book called the Real Source of Our Worth. when I talk about the moment, this epiphany, it was actually in Tulum, Mexico in May. While I was writing this book, I was meditating next to a cenote. And, you know, we never know when these things happen, Ashley. My son was asleep. My two-year-old was asleep. And so I went to the cenote and had in the moment a realization. I could sell millions more books. I could run around. I could, you know, do this, sell my probiotics and my skincare. And it would never be enough. And I just clicked. I'm worthy just because I am. You know, this very spiritual concept, like I am that I am. And it clicked. And that is, you know, this whole book, the whole thing is the stories, the research, the food, the recipes. It's meant to help us remember that we just are. We are worthy. Our value comes from who we are. And when we connect with that, whether it's a celebrity client I have or a friend or a mom or a reader, anybody, when you connect with that, your outside world, including the physical shape of your body, but often your career, your relationships, everything shifts. That is the game changer. When we really understand we are just not what we look like on the surface and, you know, filtered Instagram pictures and how much money we make and what our job title is, but our worth is that core. When we connect with that, it completely changes the vibration of our entire lives. So this book is dedicated to helping somehow, hopefully awakening that resonance in everyone who reads it. So they start to remember that powerful, beautiful soul that you are. We all are. Everybody has it. And there is no competition. There is no comparison because nobody can be you. And so it's a very deep thing. And now I feel like because I found it for the first time, I really got it, Ashley, because I've talked about self-love and all this stuff for years, but now I'm interacting with my clients in a different way. I feel different and I would just love for everyone to experience more of that peace and joy. And listen, I'm not perfect. It's not like I have it all figured out. But once you get it, you're like, oh, you know, even the days where you feel down on yourself, it's not the same because we remember that deeper part. And so we can keep working back to create that as the new normal.
So how does this mindset shift really start then? I mean, does it start in the mind itself? Does it start in the body? Does it start with this combination of bringing these both of these things together and this kind of spirit of self-love and self-care? Like, what is the secret? Like, how do we discover that? I know this is a question people have been asking for thousands of years, but like, or at least how was that in your own personal journey? Was it really as simple as it just came to you in that moment of stillness next to the cenote?
No, I mean, I think it's multifaceted. I think it happens differently for different people, but I think it's a combination of the practical, like what am I like, you know, in the book, there's very practical tools. Like here's the morning ritual. Here's what you put in your body first thing. Here's what you drink. Here's when you take your probiotics. Here's how you meditate. Like there's just, it's like we set ourselves up for the day. And I think food is a very important pathway in because it's something you can see and hold. And we live in this, you know, sort of mentality of, you know, things we see kind of seem more real, even though we know there's so much more that we can't see. But I think food is very supportive. Like I was talking about ginger and the recipes in the book are designed to hold the space. At the same time, the tools in the book, like there's something called the stumbling block technique around getting past limiting stories, the letting go technique, things that tie in with the food, reading the perspective shifting mentality, how we change from thinking and from or to and. I'm either pretty or I'm ugly. To and. Hey, I'm healthy and sometimes I drink margaritas with my friends. I'm a good mom and sometimes I lose my temper, right? So when we have that and, it encompasses more of the wholeness. So it's a combination, like you were asking, Ashley, reading this, integrating it, journaling, you know, meditating, all the practices in the book, and yes, eating and thinking about foods in strategic ways and lifestyle practices. So there is that practical, hey, I can see this and hold it and follow this feeling as well.
So it is truly this integrative mind-body approach, which I love. And I think
absolutely
one of the reasons that like we can connect to this so easily, like you said, is because food is this physical thing, right? We interact with it, we experience it. And I know that on a personal level, you really love crystals too. And so for me, like that's one of the reasons I'm so drawn to crystals. It's like this physical reminder. It's this thing. And food is very much the same way for me. So I so love that kind of analogy of explaining how, this is this physical thing that we interact and engage with all the time. And it just makes sense that it would have, it plays a huge role in our lives, right?
It's true. I mean, if we say, you know, like Ram Dass talks about love, serve, remember, and this remembrance word keeps coming up for me. We're on this journey, I believe, to remember who we are, to remember our true value. Like we are one with the divine, to remember our soul, to remember the truth. But we are also in this 3D world, and having food, crystals, you know, crystals with intention that remind you of what you're working on, that feel like support. I always have crystals in my purse and my pocket, and many that I've gotten from you, actually, that I love. I'm sitting here in this room with this amazing angel quartz that you sent me, and I'm so grateful for that, and that we connected on that level, because crystals are, you know, in essence, light in the physical form, like different vibrations of light coming through. And so they are very supportive because everything is vibration. Everything is energy. Food is energy. Crystals are energy. You know, our thoughts and feelings, everything is energy. Our bodies are energy. And so when we get that, we can harness that power, and we can have these supportive aids, and we can have crystals around. And I'm a huge fan of all these supportive tools. And I think it's important that we have that for us along the journey.
Well, thank you so much for that, Kimberly. And yeah, thank you just for sharing all these amazing perspectives and outlooks on living what really can be a perfectly imperfect life, and how it starts with mind and body, but really it starts with us and our intention. And just thank you so much for taking the time to share everything today.
Thank you so much, Ashley. I love everything you're doing as well. And I love just the mindfulness, the consciousness raising vibration you're putting out in the world. So thank you, sister.
Thank you. And for all of you listening, be sure to check out Recipes for Your Perfectly Imperfect Life by Kimberly Snyder. It's available right now as a number one new release for pre-order. It'll come out February 19th. So it's going to be released so soon. I've already pre-ordered my copy.
Yay! Thank you, my love. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And of course, we will have links to Kimberly's website, everywhere you can stay in touch with her on social, and a link to pre-order that book over on the blog.
Yay, thank you.
Well, that is it for today's show. I am just, again, so grateful to Kimberly for taking the time to share her story, share a little bit about her new book. I've actually gotten mine since the time we recorded this. I got it just a few weeks ago. I've already done 2 of the recipes in the book. I can't speak highly enough about it. It's like one of those great combinations of something that's really practical and useful, and something that's really just full of soul and spirit, and I am in love. So if you want more information about anything that we discussed during our interview, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you did enjoy the show today, of course, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. And if you do decide to take just a minute to leave a review there, I will send you a free crystal chakra healing step-by-step class. This is a complete class all about learning to use crystals for balancing the chakra centers. So once you've posted your review, just take a quick screenshot of it and send it over to me at support@loveandlighthealingschool.com, and we'll get your class all set up and reply back to you with details about how to get started. And of course, while you're there at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes, don't forget to subscribe through that link as well so you never miss a future episode. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.